السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. علماء کرام, ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز, اٹس دا فرسٹ ٹائم دیٹ وی ہیو حضرت مولانا موسیٰ مینگ صاحب امنگسٹ اس ہیئر. وی ہیو بین لسننگ ٹو ہز الاسٹریس سن مفتی اسماعیل صاحب, بٹ ٹوڈے وی ہیو مولانا ہو ہیز بین ویری فارچونیٹ ٹو ہیو امنگسٹ ہز ٹیچرز اینڈ ٹیوٹرز those great muhaddiseen, mufassireen and great scholars like Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Asadullah Sahib and other great personalities that were in the 60s or in the 50s in Saharanpur. Without going into any details, since 1965 he has been in Zimbabwe, and through the Ulama organization there, but in reality it was his personal effort that many of conventions, seminars and other kinds of projects were established there in Zimbabwe, where the indigenous people also benefited tremendously through the Darul Ilm that he is running there. Thousands of students have passed and they are serving in different parts of not only Zimbabwe but even in South Africa and other places. Many of them came into Islam, even some people who were holding high positions in society and in the government. They too, when they were invited at certain conventions and certain seminars, they also accepted Islam. And this is not just hearsay things, many people who have been there, they are aware of it. Then who does not know that this what the situation is in Zimbabwe at present? But long before what has happened now, long before, they established the feeding schemes, and especially now with the situation where there is a great shortage of food and basic necessities, Maulana even at this age is actively engaged in supervising, overseeing the distribution of food, clothing and other essentials to those people who are in need in Zimbabwe, to whatever extent it is possible. So we will be listening inshallah today to an alim of great repute, a scholar of great repute, and one of our pious senior ulama. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to listen with attention and make the niyat of practice and amal. Tashreef le.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد الله العلي العظيم ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم, اما بعد, فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لامر المؤمن فان امره كله له خير, وليس هذا لاحد الا للمؤمن. ان اصابته سراء شکر فہو خیر اللہ, وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فہو خیر اللہ, او کما قال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. ریسپیکٹڈ علماء, ڈیئر برادرز, الحمد للہ, وی شوڈ تھینک اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ دیٹ اللہ ہیز گیون اس ونڈرفل دین وچ از الاسلام. It is very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times we do not realize that Allah has given this great deen and iman to us in order to make us successful in this world and in the hereafter, to live very happy and peaceful and successful life in this world and in the hereafter. In very short hadith, which I have quoted this afternoon, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the situation of the true believer. He said, a true believer will always be very happy, and he will be able to live very happy and successful life, and he will have a win-win situation. Always he is winning. Always he is gaining something. Always he is happy, because he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He knows very well that whatever has happened or whatever did happen, whatever will happen in this world, everything by the will and wish and order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is my creator, and I have subjected my will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great person at Buzurg was asked that, what is your condition? He said, you asking a person about his condition who has subjected his will to the will of Allah. In response to his question, he said that everything, whatever happens in this world, it happens according to my will. Because my will is subjected to will of Allah. So whatever Allah wishes, it happens. The same thing my wish also. My wish and my will is the same thing. So it means nothing in this world happens against my wish. That because his wish and will is subjected to will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, same thing in this hadith, ajaban li amri al-mumin. Situation of a believer is surprising. فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. All his affairs are good and better for him. And he is always happy. And he is always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what happens. وَلَيْسَ هَذَا لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this situation is for no one but for the true believer who believes in Allah, who have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Whoever have trust on Allah, help of Allah is enough for him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever have consciousness of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open a way for him to out of every trouble, calamity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him in every situation and every condition. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains him in such a way that he cannot even imagine. He doesn't have to work very hard day and night and to be restless in order to acquire or to earn his livelihood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide. That is why one dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make a dua always, Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi deenina wa la taj'ali dunya akbara hammina wa la mablagha ilmina. Hey Allah, to earn dunya, do not make it as trouble or musiba or calamity for us, but make it very easy that we don't have to worry and we can get halal rizq, halal rozi and sustenance, which is wasi' and enough for us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa hadha li ahadin illa lil mu'min." This situation is for no one but only for person who believes in Allah and whose iman is strong and perfect. In asabatu sarra'u shakara fawa khairullah. He is always shakir and sabir. Thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exercises patience. Two qualities. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this hadith two qualities. Person always have, we also say in our language, sabr and shukr. Always if he exercises sabr, patience and shukr, thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always will be happy. In every situation, he will be successful. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this type of believer, whenever something good happens to him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not proud, not arrogant that this thing has happened or I have managed to acquire this because of my intelligence, because of my knowledge, because of my effort. No, he thinks that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many people stronger than me, so many people who have more intelligence than me. So many people who have more experience than me, but still they could not acquire, they could not achieve this success. I achieve success because of help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Allah, and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he thanks Allah, he is happy, Allah is happy, and Allah rewards him more and more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you thank Allah, Allah will increase, and Allah will give you more and more. So throughout his life, Allah will keep him happy, and he will get more and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in his grave, even in the akhirah, he will be successful. And he will be counted in the list of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as shukr guzar. And that is why our great ulama and buzurg always used to make dua, Hey Allah, hamein apne shukr guzar bandon mein shamil farma. So much so, at the time of bayat also, our ulama and our buzurg repeat these sentences, that Allah, include us among those worshippers of yours who are thankful to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes too much. When person thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah likes too much. And this is our situation also. When somebody under us, working, or our family, children, relatives, when we do good to him or her, and when they thank us, we are very happy. Same thing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so much happy that he has guaranteed لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Definitely, I will give you more and more if you thank. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ If any mishaps, calamity, or any trouble comes to him, he exercises patience and that is good for him. He is successful again. His situation is win-win situation. When something good happens to him, he is winning. And something bad happens to him, still he is winning. Because he exercises patience. And the reward of patience and sabr is so much for every ibadah, every act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, you will get so much reward, you will get so much reward. But for sabr, Allah has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah is with those people who exercise patience. So Allah is with us. If we exercise patience, Allah is with us. Then we know that every type of reward will be there. It is very famous story that Mahmud was very pious Muslim king and he had a slave. His name was Ayaz, Mahmud Ayaz. Allama Iqbal said, ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye, Mahmud o Ayaz, na koi banda raha, na koi banda nawaz. So, once, Mahmud used to love this person who was his slave, very much so that all his ministers and great people, they were jealous of him. So why Mahmud loves him so much? So, one day Mahmud said, okay, let me test. Then he didn't mention to anyone, but he prepared one big hall and he put so many tables. On every table he put gold, silver, jewelries, the dirham, dinar, coins and currency and so many things, valuable things. And he invited everyone and he announced that today I'm very happy with you people all. And everything is there in front of you on the tables, lying on the tables. Whoever will put his hand on something, that thing belongs to him. And he will be able to take it. So all they were very happy and they rushed and ran quickly towards these tables. Somebody put his hand on gold, somebody on silver, somebody on diamond. And this Ayaz, who was loved by Mahmud so much, he didn't get up. He was sitting there. And people were thinking that this man is losing, his foolish man. He doesn't want to, everything was taken away. Then Mahmud asked him, you didn't take him anyone, anything? Look, it is announced, generosity of king was announced, and you can put your hand
on anything. He asked the king that, are you sure that if I put hand on something, it will be mine? He said, yes, that's what I've announced. He stood up and put his hand on the head of king. Then everyone was surprised that this man is very clever. And this man, he thought that if king is mine, then everything, the whole kingdom is mine. So I don't have to take anything. So that is our ulama. Buzur said, if Allah is ours, then whole world is ours. Allah is creator, sustainer, provider, controller of whole world. So if Allah is ours, man kana lillah kana Allahu lah. Whoever became obedient to Allah, Allah became his friend. And Allah will provide all his wills and wishes and everything. But, as I've said, this is situation of believer. If anything good happens to him, he thanks, and anything wrong or bad happens to him, he exercises that patience, and إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those people who exercise patience. Allah is with them, help of Allah is with them. He doesn't have to ask Allah. He doesn't have to request. He doesn't have to make dua. Without dua, without request, help of Allah is with him, and that is guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ulama have said that there are three types of calamities or mishaps, and three types of sabr and patience. First, sabr ala ta'a. The meaning of sabr in Arabic, or sabr, the meaning of sabr, rokna, to hold back, to stop. When first type of sabr, sabr ala ta'a, when we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in order to fulfill commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever inconvenience, difficulty we experience, and we hold our nafs back, and we train our nafs in such a way that our nafs is ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also sabr. To hold back our nafs, that is also sabr and patience, which is called sabr ala ta'a. To exercise patience on obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, sabra anil masiya. To have patience and to have patience and hold back our nafs from committing sin. Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is sabra anil masiya. Then third one, sabra alal bala. Whenever any calamity, musiba, troubles, illness, sickness, loss in business, something happens, then we exercise patience. This mostly we know this third type of patience, sabra ala al bala. And bala also of three types. There are three types of people, situation of people, whenever they experience some calamity, trouble and musiba, there are three types of people. First group, that calamity comes to them as adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and punishment. And the sign of that is that they cannot bear, they cannot exercise patience, and they make jaza faza, complaining to people, complain about this trouble and musiba, crying and unhappy about this. They have no strong iman and yaqeen to believe that this is from Allah, and this calamity has come to me in order to help me, in order to make me success in this world and in the hereafter. They don't understand. So ulama have said that this calamity comes to these type of people as azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, calamity comes to people as mukaffiratul lisayyi'at, to forgive their sins. Second type of people. Any calamity or trouble will come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their sins. They are those people who do not complain and they exercise patience. They know this is from Allah, and inshallah Allah has given this situation and Allah has power to remove, and it will not remain always. They ask Allah to remove, and they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will remove this calamity, and
their sins will be forgiven. This calamity will be a reason or mean for their sins to be forgiven. And third type of people who are very highly elevated people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that calamity comes to them in order to elevate their ranks in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In dunya and akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate them, and they are those people who do not complain on any calamity, and though they exercise patience, and on top of it, they thank Allah on that particular calamity or trouble. They thank Allah. And that is people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our great ulama, buzur, awliya Allah, anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, as we have heard many stories of anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, that in every type of calamity, mishaps, they used to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these third type of people, they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove their calamity, remove the trouble. On top of it, Allah, they don't have sins, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate their ranks highly in the akhirah and in dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this deen to, in order to be successful in this world and in the hereafter. So Allah has mentioned about sabr and shukr in the Holy Quran. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah said that I will test you. Definitely I will test you by something of hunger, shortage of food, shortage of commodities, and something of fear, fear of enemy, fear of thief, fear of deceivers, those who deceive people, fear of so many enemies, I will put into your heart. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and decreasing of wealth. والأنفس, decreasing of people. People will die because of war, because of calamity, because of illness, because of sickness, and وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and fruits, by decreasing of fruit. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. These are all calamities and troubles and problems, but give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah has mentioned further, who are sabirin? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When any calamity or trouble comes to them, they said, nothing to worry, nothing to be said about. We belong to Allah, we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created us, and Allah has got full right to handle us, to handle His creatures according to His will. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be questioned about what He is doing. But people will be questioned that why did you do this? So people has no one has got any right or authority to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them three types of gift. Alladheena idha asabathum qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim. Number one, they are blessings of Allah with them. They are the people, Allah, blessings of Allah descend upon them every time in this world. Wa rahma, and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma wa ulaika humul muhtadun. And they are rightly guided people. Allah has given certificate at the end. Certificate that you are rightly guided. Allah is happy with you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you successful in this world and in the hereafter. So this is actually our deen, our Islam, and this type of life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live, And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guided us towards this type of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and yourself and every Muslim to practice upon this noble command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and advice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah khair. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.